This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the state legislative session has wrapped up for 2024, and while the budget still is being worked out and ironed out, we can look back at some of the pieces of legislation and policy that were of interest to agriculture. Some of it was necessary new policy, and some of it was updating old policy for new times. We talk with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg coming up next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods this month in April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward.
Iowa Agriculture Secretary Mike Nagg talked to us throughout the legislative session about concerns he had for agriculture policy in the state. Chief among those was foreign land ownership and also meat processing regulations centered around poultry. So we sat down with the secretary earlier this week. He commented on how pleased he was to get many of the agriculture concerns addressed without much problem. He praised the state legislature for making necessary changes and updating old policies for the time.
Good session again for agriculture. We've got great support in both chambers, and so, you know, as they wrap up the legislative calendar, of course the budget takes full focus, and again we had a strong support for continuing some really important priority issues. Certainly water quality and soil conservation being chief among those.
One of the things that was also on the list of achievements to be made was getting more funding and more support for foreign animal disease recognition. Now, of course, this also means research and helping find vaccinations and treating these outbreaks should they occur. Of course, in the light of HPAI or high path avian influenza being found in dairy cattle across different parts of the country, it seemed like a no-brainer for the state legislature to make sure that those arenas were supported both financially and governmentally.
Continuing to support our work around foreign animal disease response and preparedness, and saw an increase there. And again, this is about trying to make sure that we can have the capability to respond, but also the capacity to prepare and exercise and have some equipment that we need. And again, there's been a lot of support for that. Of course, just with recent news, it only drove home the importance of having that kind of capability.
And finally, Secretary Nagg says that some of the legislative initiatives will go a long way to helping promote our Iowa products both here and abroad. He also thanked the legislature for strengthening the toughest rules on the books in this country for foreign land ownership as well.
Continued strong support, in fact, an increase for the Renewable Fuel Infrastructure Program, which is cost share for fuel marketers to put in the hardware that they need to carry those higher blends of ethanol and biodiesel. And also some efforts to strengthen our Choose Iowa program, which is relatively new, but got a ton of support, a lot of excitement around it. So we'll be able to continue the meat processing, the dairy processing, and the Choose Iowa grants that we've been doing, in addition to just building out that program. So really excited about those continuations. And then some policy pieces that were really important, like strengthening our prohibition on foreign ownership of farm ground. That was one of the key wins for agriculture throughout the session.
For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.